We're back on Teleband to Go Home. My name is Jeff, and I'm here with my amazing, wonderful, knowledgeable co-host. Say hello, co-host.
I already said hi.
I know, but sometimes people tune in late.
Okay, 1 second.
So you might have to tell them, where are you going? Well, that's Jeremy, and he's running across the room for some reason. Okay, I guess we're switching mics. You want to be able to control your own mic? Is that it? All right, so we have some more Christmas trivia. Lucy phoned in with some answers before. Thanks, Lucy. We appreciate people playing along on this silly game. So if you turn to page 14, Jer.
I already am on 13.
Okay, so there's some pretty crazy ones on here. Some of these actually are interesting. Did you know that in Australia, Santa's sleigh is often being shown as pulled by which animals? Koalas, kangaroos, camels, or mule deer?
Wait, I'm going to read it. Okay, number 14 is... Wait, 1 second. Wait. On number 13... Wait, what?
Number 14.
On number 13, okay, on page 13, that's actually the start of number 14.
No, it's not. That's number 13, which...
No, but on number 14, it's like 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23,
24. Yeah, and I just read the one at the top of the page 14. So okay, do you know?
I'm going to do number...
Okay, wait, do you know the answer? Or should we just throw it out there?
It's koala bears...
Kangaroos.
Kangaroos, camels, or mule deer.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
Which one do you think it is?
Koala bears.
Too small. Plus, they're not bears. I hate it when people call it koala bears because they're not bears.
Okay, which one do you can't? Which one do you... I'm going to do what you think.
Well, do you want me to tell... I know the answer, so...
Oh, which one is it?
It's kangaroos.
I know. Everyone knows that.
No, they don't. That was an interesting question.
Just joking. Everyone doesn't know that.
There's another kind of related question if you jump down to 19.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go...
You want to read that one? Or?
Okay. Whoa. Okay. Okay, is it... are we starting 36, 37, 38, 39? Okay, which one am I doing?
Well, 19 was the one I just mentioned.
Okay, which one did you want me to?
For the third time, number 19.
Okay, number 19 is not on that page. So it's on... Not that page. It is...
Should I just read it?
Number 19...
Page 14.
Okay... Okay, in Australia...
No, 19.
Okay, okay, how is Santa sometimes seen arriving in...
Hawaii.
In Hawaii by helicopter and on a surfboard. Or riding a whale driving a dune buggy.
So in Hawaii, would he come in by helicopter, on a surfboard, riding a whale, or driving a dune buggy?
Dune buggy.
Really?
Yeah. Which one do you guess?
Well, I know the answer, so...
Really? How come you know the answer?
Because I flipped to the answer page. The answer's on page 24.
Oh, I'm on a... Okay. Page 24?
Yeah, page 24.
Okay. 24. Okay,
Can I ask one more and then maybe we'll...
Which one did I just read 19?
Yes.
Okay. It's on a surfboard!
That's right.
Oh, I think it's a surfboard now.
Well, that's because you know the answer now.
Well, yeah.
Okay, how about, do you want to read one more, or should I?
Sure.
Okay, which one? You're going to do it?
Me.
Dude number 22.
Okay.
Where is that CD I'm looking for?
You're looking for a CD?
Yeah.
Okay, which of these...
Oh, there it is.
What's that word?
Supernatural.
Supernatural acts does Santa Claus not perform? Applying toys...
pulling
from
toys.
A magic sack, flying through the air on a sleigh, traveling around the world on one night, lifting a white rabbit out of a hat.
So which one does he not do? Does he not pull toys from a magic sack? Does he not fly through the air on a sleigh? Does he not travel around the world in one night? Or does he not lift a white rabbit out of a hat?
I don't know. I'm going to check on page 20.
Really? You don't know which one Santa doesn't do?
Okay. Okay, which did I do?
22.
Okay,
we got to play. Oh, we're going to play your song here.
No, I want to see. Oh, okay, page 22. Okay, lifting a white rabbit out of a hat. I knew that.
Yeah. One more, just one more on this page, and then we'll find another page before we talk again. What is the most popular treat for Santa's reindeer at Christmas time?
Okay, which page are you on?
15. What's the most popular treat for Santa's reindeer at Christmas time? Is it carrots, hamburgers, ice cream, or soup? What do Santa's reindeer like? Carrots, hamburgers, ice cream, or soup?
Which category is it? Candy canes?
It's number 24, 23.
Peanut brittle?
It's number 23.
Okay, 23.
You gotta blow your nose, man.
Carrots!
Yeah, you didn't know that one?
It's carrots.
I know.
I knew that.
Okay, why don't you tell the folks what song you've been dying to hear again?
So Never Bring Me a Banjo.
All right, so this is David Miles. We played it last week, but it's so darn good.
I'm gonna turn my mic off, okay?
Yeah, please. That sounds really good, actually.
Okay.
Bye.
See you soon.
Hi. Hi. Hello. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Bye.
Santa never brings me a banjo. And I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. My brother got the train that he asked for. My sister even got a violin. How did he miss the one thing on my list in the letter that I sent to him? I told him how hard I would practice. Told him I would play so loud that high lonesome sound would fill up the town and I'd make my parents so proud. But Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. Ask my parents if they know why Santa always leaves me sad. I do well in school and I follow the rules and I don't think I've been bad. But maybe it's too hard for the workshop. Maybe it's too tricky for the elves. Since I'll never understand, I think I'm gonna plan to buy one for myself. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry.
Candy, oh what a Christmas feast. Daddy play the organ and we'll all sing Silent Night. We'll have a good old country Christmas, all right. Oh, good old country Christmas, that's what it's gonna be. With all the family gathered round our pretty Christmas tree. We'll open up our presents Christmas Eve about midnight. We'll have a good old country Christmas, all right. Thank you. Christmas tree. We'll open up our presents Christmas Eve about midnight. We'll have a good old country Christmas, all right. We'll have a good old country Christmas, all right.
Better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, and I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, and I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
There's a Christmas buffet in the snowbank tonight, and the snow is gently falling. There's a chill in the air. It's frozen the chunks to my coat and my hair. But Christmas is fun. Christmas is fun. Christmas is fun till someone loses an eye. There's a blanket of snow, sugar plums in my head as I make a snow angel, make the snow bank my bed. And I'm sorry we quarreled, let's make amends. Under your window in the alley, I'm sleeping again. But Christmas is fun. Christmas is fun. Christmas is fun till someone loses an eye. Through your frosted window, see a tree all aglow. I've got chocolates for you, baby, but I'm out in the snow. I fell hard for you, honey, you swept me off my feet. Now you're sweeping me out, out in the street. but Christmas is fun. Christmas is fun. Christmas is fun. Till someone loses an eye. Dressed in holiday style, festive lights round your window reflect off the snow pile. As I lay there to serenade you, can't find a poem to recite. So I'm yelling Merry Christmas and to all a good night. Christmas is fun. Christmas is fun. It's about as much fun as losing an eye. But Christmas is fun. Christmas is fun. Christmas is fun till someone loses their wine. Caroling and wassailing, everybody loves to sing. Let your voices do their thing and raise them. Gershwin, Berlin, Mercer too, they wrote a lot of Christmas tunes with no regard for those of us who play them. Oh, why does every Christmas song have so many chords? A melody this simple should get by on three or four. The geniuses that wrote these things must have gotten bored. Is that why every Christmas song has so many chords? Like I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Now there's a lot of chords in that. It's got bass, D, ascensions, and ninths, and sevens. Plus, it's written in five flats. What's with that? Why does every Christmas song have so many chords? Did someone say embellish that when they went in to record? Then once they got started, things just went way overboard. Is that why every Christmas song has so many chords? Like chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I could murder, melt, or make three more fingers on each hand are required. 'Cause there's more chords here than Mel Bay could ever play. Or oh, holy night, the chords
to play than giving birth. My knuckles are white, my whole left arm is numbing, and they just moved it up a major third. I can't go on, my calluses are bleeding, my nails are ripped, my fingertips are torn. In one key, 'cause my tendons are killing me, and Christ, the cord, oh Christ, the bloody cords. My hands are cramped and sore. Play no more of these bloody chords. Praise the chords. A minor.
That's not right. That's not right. Nobody wants to hear that one. This is the right one.
Everyone knows about Rudolph, our fleet-footed friend from the north, who lights Santa's way through the darkness as he drives his sleigh back and forth. But there's someone else we should mention if we want the whole story told. He carried the first gift of Christmas, more precious than diamonds or gold. Nestor was a donkey who seldom laughed or played, 'cause no one ever used him in the stable where he stayed. All the camels teased him and the other donkeys too. They said, look at little Nestor, there's nothing he can do. Look at little Nestor, he's got ears that drag the ground. They whispered as they mocked him, but he heard every sound. Nestor's heart was broken and his eyes were full of tears. If only there was something he could do about his ears. One dark night, two strangers gave Nestor a surprise. They chose him from all others, for they loved his gentle eyes. The man was called Joseph, and Mary was his bride. She needed help to Bethlehem, and Nestor's back to ride. They traveled through the desert but hadn't gone too far, when winter clouds no longer let them see the guiding star. But Nestor had a secret, only he could hear the sound, as the angels gave directions to the ears that rang the ground. Look at little Nestor, he's got ears that drag the ground. They whispered as they mocked him, but he heard every sound. Nestor's heart was broken and his eyes were full of tears. If only there was something he could do about his ears. And so it was that Nestor found the manger where they stayed, where kings and wise men bowed before a baby where he lay. Mary bore our Savior and Nestor brought them there, a gift of love from God above for all the world to share. Though Rudolph, I just love you, I know you'd want it said. Nesta's ears are lovely as a reindeer's nose is red. So children, if you're happy when you trim your Christmas tree, you might thank a little donkey whose ears hang to his knee. Look at little Nestor, he's got ears that drag the ground. They shouted as they praised him and his friends all gathered round. Nestor's heart grew happy and his eyes held no more tears. Now all the world knows Nestor for his laughter and his ears.
All right, Chair. Did you listen to that charming tale of Nestor, the long-eared Christmas donkey?
Are we still rating the jokes?
Sure. You want jokes? Okay, hang on. That was Hank Snow from the classic Hank's Christmas with Hank Snow. That was Nestor, the long-eared Christmas donkey.
Which page is
that? Hang on, Jared. Just let me read out the songs first. Wendell Ferguson in there before that. Why does every Christmas song have so many chords? We heard Swank in there telling us that Christmas is fun. Until someone loses an eye. Merle Haggard with his version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. A little bit cheesy, but, you know, fun. Merle Haggard, can't go wrong. Sarah Harmer in there with Country Christmas, which kind of got us off on that little tangent. And David Miles, Santa Never Brings Me a Banjo. Do you want a joke or do you want more trivia?
Yeah.
Which one? A joke?
Joke.
What do elves do after school?
Okay, which page are you on?
It's not in the book.
Oh. It's a...
What do elves do after school?
Work.
They're gnome work. Gnome? Get it? Gnome? Like elf? No?
No.
What nationality is Santa Claus?
We have a new member of our family!
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
His name is Fred.
Yeah. We named our new member of the family Fred, which some longtime listeners of this show will find a little amusing, perhaps.
It's only an elf on the shelf.
Did you know that there was once a guy named Fred who told me that I was the nastiest person he'd ever met?
Why?
I don't really know why.
Are you locked up in jail?
Not yet, son.
I just heard chains.
Chains, or maybe it was my keys, or maybe it was Santa's spells.
Yeah.
Oh, Santa's coming.
Stop.
I did.
Okay.
Oh, here's an interesting one.
Okay.
Number 27. Do you want me to read it or?
Okay. Page 27.
No, page 16. Number 27.
Page 16. Number 27. Okay. Santa lives at the North Pole. What country is it in? Norway, Canada, Russia, or Greenland?
Yeah. Do you know where the North Pole is? Is it in Norway, Canada, Russia, or Greenland?
1 second.
Oh, you don't have to cheat, do you? You're supposed to actually guess.
Uncle Mistletoe.
Huh?
Uncle Mistletoe.
Uncle Mistletoe? What are you talking about?
Look, it says that on the cheats.
Well, that must be a different question because this one, the answers, possible answers are Norway, Canada, Russia, and Greenland.
Okay, I don't see any cheats about that.
Well, just guess, and I'll tell you.
Norway?
No, it's actually in Canada. The North Pole is in Canada, and Santa Claus is Canadian. One more great thing that Canada has given into the world.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Okay, can I say one?
Which one? You could do number 30 or number,
30.
33. Oh, wait, there was one good one.
I want to do 33.
Okay.
old thought he's...
Oh, or 28 is good, too.
Okay. According...
According?
According
to tradition.
Tradition. How do Santa's reindeer fly?
So how do they fly?
Okay, by flapping very large wings, by eating magic corn, by holding their breath, by earning a pilot's license.
So do the reindeer fly by flapping very large wings, by eating magic
corn? Okay, do you have a Kleenex?
No, but I bet you there's one out there.
Okay.
If not,
wait, is my mic up?
Yes, it is.
Did you just turn it up?
Yeah, I kind of regret that.
Okay, can you turn it down? Okay? Please?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, okay. How about we play some music here, Jer? It's coming up on the end of the year, and, you know, all the good little music nerds are making their best of the year lists and going through some things. And there was one record that keeps popping up on people's best of lists that I hadn't heard. So a couple of weeks ago, I had to go out and buy this thing just to find out, you know, if it lived up to the hype. And turns out that for the most part, it does. It's pretty great. It lags a little bit at the end, which is probably going to keep it off of my official list. What? Did you find one?
No.
If not, just wipe it on Jared's chair or something. Kidding. Sorry, Jared. He's probably going to do it. This guy used to be with a band called the Steel Drivers. But now he's out on his own and making one of the best records of the year, according to a lot of people. The album's called Traveler. Okay, I'd play you something from Chris Stapleton. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
On your love all the time. Long time's gone by, and at least once a day. I sit and think about when you were holy, and so eager to see what you could find. Now ain't it funny how we lost the time? Wonder why I lay awake at night, but I just can't get to sleep. It's not the devils or the feelings inside, it's the peace of mind I seek. 'Cause you stand there laughing, I'm standing staring. I've come all this way, and all you ever said was, well, that's okay.
That's the late, great Stan Rogers singing a song by the late, great Willie P. Bennett, Music in Your Eyes, from the album From Coffee House to Concert Hall. Finally got a copy of that. True North Records is having a big holiday sale, and I got it on the Boxing, or not the Boxing Day, the Black Friday sale.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Jer. So got it for half price, but I think everything is like 25% off or something if you go to the True North store. And that's a pretty good one. Good stuff there. Before that, I also finally ordered...
Is there a restaurant over there?
Finally ordered an album called Songs from the Lost and Found from David Wiffen. Now, I don't know why. I was pretty hesitant to pick this thing up because I didn't know whether it was new stuff or just crappy stuff or what. It's all, well, obviously Songs from the Lost and Found. It's kind of leftovers and things that were recorded and recently found again and stuff like that. And put together. So it's, you know, it's not all stellar, but there are some great things on there, including that, a Lynn Miles cover of Lynn Miles' Crazy Me by David Wiffen. And we heard something from Chris Stapleton from the album Traveler. We heard Tennessee Whiskey. I think we're going to go soon, Jer, but we got one more song by request from Grandma. So do you want to send this out to Grandma with any special wishes?
What?
Yeah. Okay.
What special wishes do you mean?
Well, like, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, love
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas.
And that stuff.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Okay, here's here's
Merry
Grandma's favorite.
Christmas.
And Grandma, if you want to listen to Johnny Reed, you and Ron can get together sometime and hang out and listen to Johnny Reed.
Grandma, do you know who Ron is?
I think everybody knows who Ron is. He's a legend.
He is not a legend.
He's legendary around these parts, Jer. We love him. Anywho, here's by request for Lucy. Oh yeah, got it.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. The night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill
is the legendary Glenn Campbell with his version of Oh Holy Night. And that'll about do it for us for our Christmas show here on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. We have a caller on the line calling to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Do you have anything? Do you want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and all that, caller?
Merry Christmas.
All right. We hope that everybody has a great one. Thanks for joining us here. I will be back next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, you won't be here because you'll be out of town next Sunday.
I know.
You're going to leave me all by myself. So I'm going to come in early, about 11 o'clock, I think. Maybe we'll be here for Tell the Band to Go Home.
Okay.
Steel Belted Radio is also scheduled for this Thursday. It's Christmas Eve. I don't know whether I'll bother or not. You can weigh in.
I'm going to say bye now because I'm just going to hang up.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Bye. So tune in on Thursday and see whether we got some steel-belted wackiness or not. But we'll see you after Christmas for sure, and hopefully you and yours have a wonderful, and if Christmas is your thing, and if it's not, well, I hope you have a good break from everybody else who's, you know, doing their thing.
Have a good Hanukkah.
And what?
Have a good Hanukkah.
Hanukkah?
Hanukkah.
Yeah. Okay.
We gotta go. Celebrate Christmas.
I think Lyle will be here coming up at 5 o'clock, and I don't know whether Gail's got a show or not, but stay tuned.